turned down. Something for your mind, your body, and your soul.
As we enter a brand new week with loads more amazing music to play, you couldn't wait to kick off with this record today. Available on Athens of the North. Music coming from Dirty Channels and Watching Out. On that note, I'll say hello, welcome along. Right now, you're with me, Melvo Baptiste, and this, of course, is the Glitterbox Radio Show. Today, broadcasting from the Garden Resort Tisno. Yes, of course, out here for Defected Croatia. But of course, the show goes on, and we have another amazing guest for you today. A man who joined us at the festival in Eli Escobar. Eli's picked three records and he'll be joining us a bit later in today's show. Coming up today, we've got music coming from CN Williams, music coming from Doug Willis. Also today, music from Junior Jack and Books as well. As always, you guys want to get in touch, you can find us on Twitter at Glitterbox. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Glitterbox Ibiza. But as mentioned, we kick things off here today. Available on Athens of the North, Watching Out and the Dirty Channels remix. Welcome along.
Everybody's Yeah.
more music available on Joey Nego's imprint, Zed Records. And this one, Doug Willis and Doug's disco theme. Enjoying this one. Just before this one, music from C.N. Williams, Mr. Bumpman. I've got to send a massive shout to Luke Solomon. Heard him play this on a beach stage at Defected Croatia just a few days back. Sounded absolutely amazing. I think the video is actually on my Instagram as well. If y'all just joined us, hello, welcome along. You're listening to the Glitterbox Radio Show right now with me, Melvo Baptiste. A brand new week, loads more amazing music to play you. And as mentioned at the start of today's show, broadcasting today from the Garden Resort Tisno, yes, right now out in Croatia and just approaching the end of the festival. In a few minutes time, joined by Ellie Escobar. Before we do that one, this one getting its second play on the radio show, Hi-Fi Sean featuring Paris Gray and Lost Without You.
I'm taking all the love.
This one sounding so good today. Denise LaSalle and I'm So Hot. Just before this record, as mentioned, that one getting its second play on the radio show. Forthcoming on Glitterbox Recordings, music from Hi-Fi Sean. It features Paris Gray and Lost Without You. Right, just before we welcome Eli Escobar to the show, we obviously continue our residency at High Ibiza. This coming Friday, we welcome Basement Jacks, Claptone, Todd Terry, Jellybean Benitez, Eli Escobar and Melon Bomb. The following Friday, I won't go through the entire lineup, but myself and Sophie Lloyd playing the Wild Corner. Absolutely incredible. Cannot wait for that. Right, so as mentioned at the start of today's show, now joined by Eli Escobar. He has been on the show before, maybe around a year ago or so. Eli also DJed for us at Defected Croatia as well, as part of the classic team. Eli, welcome back to the show. You've picked three records today. The very first one you've selected, Koti Mundi and Que Pasa.
This record's special to me mainly because when I was young, I got this compilation called Seize the Beat, which was a collection of 12-inch versions of records put out by Z Records. And it predominantly featured artists that were associated with Kid Creole and the Coconuts and Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band. It had Deputy of Love on it and Cowboys and Gangsters. And I remember just being like totally obsessed with this compilation and listening to it over and over again. And Que Pasa was my favorite song at the time on that compilation. I just love the song. It's totally New York and it has a Latin feel that I love. And also it just kind of set me on that path of learning about, you know, like the bugged out New York disco records that were coming out in the early 80s and how everybody was experimenting with different influences and sounds and instrumentation in their records. And I love the second half. I just found out the second half was actually a really big hit in the UK, so you guys might really know it well, but it was in New York, it was pretty much an underground thing. Anyway, this is Koti Mundi.
Once again, Koti Mundi and Que Pasa. Right, Eli, one track down. The second track you've selected today, Dinosaur. Kiss Me Again.
You know, when it comes to disco, everyone knows Chic and Giorgio Moroder, and I love those guys as much as anyone, but I also tend to really gravitate towards the weirder experimental stuff, and Arthur Russell to me is sort of the greatest of all time when it comes to that that zone, and Go Bang and Is It All Over My Face are probably the two greatest disco records ever made. And Kiss Me Again came first, but it has a little bit of that same vibe. And the version I picked is the dub on the B-side, but it's not a dub in the traditional sense. The vocal is still there, it's just a bit more stripped down. It just sounds so different than anything else, especially that was out at that time. What I really love about this version is all the reverb seems to have been shut down, and it's just got this super direct, intimate feel. The singer sounds like she's singing directly into your ear. It should also be noted that this record was produced by Nicky Ciano, and I think it sounds like they worked together to create a record really aimed squarely at the dance floor. And you know, there's like a million drum breaks and stuff like that. And I think that's pretty important, actually, to have a DJ in there producing the record with the artist. That might have been the first time that ever happened, actually. As the record goes on, it just gets better and better. Anyway, this is Kiss Me Again by Dinosaur.
Always the selector, Ellie Escobar, Two Tracks Down. Your third and final record today, Donna Summer and Could It Be Magic?
Okay, the last song I picked is Could It Be Magic by Donna Summer. I think that in the history of music, there have been only a handful of cover records that are actually better than the original, and this is one of them. The original is like Barry Manilow or somebody I don't care about, and it's dreadful. But Donna Summer somehow transformed it into this lush, sexy disco record. It's actually not that sexy compared to, you know, a lot of her other songs. It's more romantic, I guess. And I think that sometimes that's a rarity in dance music. like a truly romantic song, but it's just got like this great build up. And a lot of times in New York at certain parties, I'll play it at the end of the night and it'll be a transformative experience. But I think you have to hear it loud. You have to be in the right moment at the right time. Overall, I'm kind of pretty obsessed with I Feel Love, Donna Summer. And I love the stuff after also just as much. I'm just going through a phase right now where I'm really into this, the earlier stuff with lots of strings, and her voice is always falsetto for the most part. Anyway, this is Could It Be Magic. It's the best.
Thank you so much, Ellie Escobar, picking three wonderful records. If we look back, Coty Mundi, K Passa, Dinosaur, Kiss Me Again, and finishing up right here, Donna Summer and Could It Be Magic. Absolutely incredible. Don't forget, Ellie plays for us this coming Friday at High Ibiza. And I was also lucky enough to interview Ellie just a few days ago at Defected Croatia. Right, let's keep things moving. Here's Danny Clark with Wondrous and the DJ Spen remix.
Sweet. are listening to Melvo Baptiste on the Glitterbox Radio Show.
Oh,
I literally can't play this record without sending out a humongous shout to the legendary Paul Trouble Anderson, Mijan, and All Right, the 95 North mix of that one. Just before that, it was Junior Jack, Stupid Disco, the Hot 22 mix. And as mentioned before that one, Danny Clark, Wondrous, and the DJ Spare mix. We've got a couple of tracks to go still in today's show. On next week's show, we'll have a good recap on the festival, of course, Defected Croatia. Managed to bump into so many of you guys in and around the festival. Had so many wonderful words to say about the radio show, so be sure to shout a few of you guys out on next week's show. Two more tracks to play you. Here's Books with Stone Love. Once again, Books with Stone Love. That one sounded so good on today's show. And that, guys, takes us to the end of today's session. As mentioned, recording today's show live from Defected Croatia. We're back in the UK as of tomorrow. Always time to leave you on one more record. There's a few different versions of this one. Thought we'd leave you on the Gene Chandler version today. All About the Paper. I'll see you guys next week.
Up nobody. I'm talking about getting yourself a plane. You can't get over in this way. Try to outsmart the man. You can't eat love 'cause it won't feed ya. And hope alone, I know, sure won't heal ya. You're wishing for this and you want for that. Sometimes it comes, but don't wait on it to see it. All about the paper. Well, all the press you can get later. You see, it's all about the paper. You better go get your song. Get your song. See, tired of school. You go back later. Why do you go? It's for the paper, whether it's green or it's just a diploma. Gives you a better chance to get what you want. See, it's all about the paper. Well, all the rest you can get later. You see, it's all about the paper. You better go get your song.